Today, Shem Sefta Gittin Daf Samach Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Zayin. I'm Be'ez 9 lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Amalei Reish Galusel Rav Sheshes. Reish Galusel asked Rav Sheshes, My Tama Lo Sod Mar Gabon. Why don't you join us for a meal? Amalei D'Lemala Avdei. Your servants, those who work for you, are people who I don't really trust. The chshidi evim menachai. I need to be concerned that they're going to serve me food which is evim menachai. Amalei mi yemer. So he said to him, "How do you say so? What makes you say this?" Amalei, so Rav Sheshes said to him, "Hashta machvin lach. I will show you that so is the case." Amalei l'shamei. So Rav Sheshes said to his assistant, "Zil gnoiv. Go. Bring for me some of the animal." So the Mashal, of course, asks, why were they particularly weak in the Aver of Evim Menachai? So the Mashal answers, the Mishnah says, Marva Avodim Marba Gezel. The Avodim have a tendency to steal. And since they steal from the animals that their owner gives them to prepare, and they're worried they're going to get caught from stealing from that food. So what they do is they take other food to replace. They take other food to replace the food that they have stolen. And that's why, as we're going to see, the food that they steal is Eivir Menchai. So of course, the Ben Yoyada asks, How could have Rav Sheshes told his assistant to steal some meat for him, as we're going to learn? The halacha is, one may not steal under any circumstances. So he answered that since what he was doing was based on what the Reish Galusa wanted him to do, the Reish Galusa wanted him to prove that they were serving him stolen food, so the food that they were taking from the Reish Galusa wasn't considered stolen. Another answer, the Emek Shela answers, that he didn't do this behind the Reish Galusa's back. The Reish Galusa knew what he was doing, and the Reish Galusa was the true owner of those animals. And therefore, since it was known to the owner of the animal, and it was done with his permission, it's not considered Geneva. But then I saw that the Shal Tzuvah Sherman Royce says that if somebody's stealing for tzairich mitzvah, like here, to prove what is the situation, and the intention is to immediately give back what was stolen, that's not considered stealing. So he told him, Zil Gnoiv, go surreptitiously, Aisli Chada Karamachayosa, and bring me one of the legs of this animal. Aisilei, so he brought it to him. Amluhu, so Rav Sheshes said to the servants of the Reish Galusa, Ahadmali Hadmad Chayusa, please give me some animal meat to eat. Aisi Talas Kerei. So they brought him an animal, but there were only 3 feet to this animal because his assistant had stolen away one of the legs. Aisiva Kamei, and they put this animal in front of Rav Sheshes. Amlu, so Rav Sheshes said to them, Habal Shal Shagoyim Havi. This animal only has 3 legs. Pasuk Aisa Chadim Alma, which of course was an embarrassment to them that the animal only has 3 legs. And as the Mashal explains, an animal that only has 3 legs or even has 5 legs is not treif, but still an embarrassment that the animal that they're being served prior to Reish Galusa to be an animal that isn't a good animal and only has 3 legs. Pasuk Aisachadim Alma Suvikamei. So it's one of these servants went and ripped off the foot of another animal to place it there. Amalei L'Shevi. So now Reish Lakish tells his assistant, Rav Sheshes tells his assistant, Asivin Namel Haidadach, the one that I told you to take, put down here. Aisva, he put it down. Amalei, so now Reish Lakish said to Reish Galusa, now it's an animal with 5 legs. which of course was the way that he was able to show what he was able to show what Rish Lakish is, what the Resh Galusa's Avodim did. Amlei, says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the reason, leave the Kamei Demar. So the Resh Galusa was most anxious that he should stay with him, unique there. So he says, have your own servant prepare a dinner. By having your own servant prepare a dinner, you'll know it's fine. V'leichel. So Amalei, so Rav Sheshet says, l'chai, fine. Krivetaka kamayu. So they prepared the food, and they brought the table on which the meal will be served. Vais kamei b'esra. And they put, Rav Sheshet put down the meat there. Vais v'kamar rista d'chai chamosei. And the servants of the Resh Galusa, who were obviously quite upset, they were obviously quite upset with him, put into his meat a bone, which is a bone that's a small bone that nobody could see, but if somebody could choke on it. And Rashi explains, the Rishash explains, Risker de Chantza Chamosa means there was somebody who wanted to kill his mother-in-law once, and that's the way he killed his mother-in-law, by putting this piece of bone there. So they had this bone there, hoping Rish Lakish would choke on it. Says the Gemara, Gashashay, Sheshis touched the meat, and he realized that they had that bone in it, V'shakl korcha b'sudre, and he took that piece of meat and wrapped it in the scarf that he was wearing. The boss of the Achel, after they finished eating, they wanted to see what Rav Sheshis put into his scarf. Amle Igalvan Kasa de Haspa. He must have stolen a silver cup, and that's what he's hiding. Badid Kamayni Vaasi, while they're checking his clothing, his baggage, his scarf, Ashkechu de Kurche Basudre. They found that he had put the piece of meat there. Amle, so Resh Lakish, the Resh Galusa's servant said to him, Resh Lakish doesn't want to eat. He just wants to accuse us falsely that this is what we're doing. Says the Ma'amalu, so Rav Sheshis responded, I came to eat, but I realized that the meat that you served me was an animal that it was a sick animal, it had boils. We didn't make that type of meat today. So of course, the Ben Yoyada asks, it seems that they were saying they didn't make this meat today. Other times, they didn't make that type of meat. What does that mean? So he explains that they used to serve their servants this low quality meat. They said, today we didn't prepare such meat for our servants. Amalahu, so Rav Shlokas said, Bitku beduchte, go check the skin of this meat, how it looks. Damar Chizda, Uchma bechevra, if there's a black spot on an animal that has white skin, or chivra bechuchmasa, or there's a white spot on an animal which is black, lakusa. It's a proof that this animal is a diseased animal. And says the Gemara, batka, they checked the animal, and eshkechua, they actually discovered that it was a sick animal. So says the Gemara, kika nafik. So now they were really upset with Rav Sheshis. So kika nafik, as Rish Lakish was about to leave, Karle Bara, they dug a pit, Meshadale Betzipusei, but they covered it, that Rav Sheshis should not realize that the Rav Sheshis should not realize that he's walking on that place, and he'll fall and hurt himself. Vamale, and they said to him, Leisei Ma'alenech, come, sit down on the couch. So says the Gemara, Nachle Rav Chisda Machurei. Rav Chisda saw what was going on, and he made a sound from behind Rav Sheshis, that Rav Sheshis should realize to be careful. Amalei, so Rav Sheshis, because Rav Sheshis, the Mefarshim explained, was blind, and therefore they were convinced that he wouldn't be able to see what was going on. Amalei, so now Rav Sheshis is sort of not clear what's going on here. He meets a child, and what was very common was when somebody wanted to know what to do, what they used to do was psukle psukecha. Tell me what pasuk you learned in yeshiva today, and that would be a sign what's going on. So the child told Reish Lakish, the pasuk discusses Ashal ben Tzruya, who was from David HaMelech's entourage, who was chasing Avdi Bener, the general, Shaul's general, after Shaul's Ptira. And the pasuk says, V'yomalei Avner, and Avner tells him, Ne'telecha yemincha l'smaicha, go to the right and the or the left, V'chayzlach echem en anorim v'kachlach eschotzosoy, V'loi ava Ashal l'osamaycharach. So Rav Sheshis right away understood that the pasuk was telling him that he should be watching out. Amalei l'shamei, so he asked his assistant Michael Chazizei, what do you see? Amalei, it's a piece of the shadya. I see this piece of material on the floor. Amalei, so Rav Sheshis said to his assistant, Hadmina, turn away from here, because it's obvious that there's something going on. Labasa the nafak, after Rav Sheshis left, Amalei Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda asked him, how did you know to be careful? So he said, I recognize that you were making the sound. There was something you wanted to tell me. I understood it from the pasuk. I need to be concerned about these avodim, that they are not good people and they would do something to harm me. So of course the question that Rav Chizda asked, how did you know, is a difficult question. He himself had been the one to make the sound and make Rav Sheshis aware of what's going on. So why is he asking him this question? So Rav Sheshis answers that Rav Chizda realized that the fact that he just made a sound wasn't enough for Rav Sheshis to recognize that there was a clear and present danger. So that's why Rav Chizda asked Rav Sheshis, how did you know definitively that this is what's happening here? And Rav Sheshis gave him all these answers. The Gemara tells us over here that Rav Sheshis asked the child, psoikli psukecha, and based on what the child answered him, he realized that there was something inappropriate going on. The Torah tells us in Parashas Kedoshim, that a person is not to follow superstition or different signs. So the question now, of course, is that how could Rav Sheshis employed psoikli psukecha? Isn't psoikli psukecha contrary to lo sanachshu v'lo sananu? So Rambam says that doing something based on a nichush, on superstition, or based on signs, is wrong. But Rav Sheshis did not do something based on the sign. What Rav Sheshis did over here was what he didn't do. He used this to prevent himself to do something dangerous, and that you're allowed to do. The Beis Yosef gives a different terrace. He says, as we just explained, Rav Sheshis knew that something suspicious was happening. When are you not allowed to rely on psoikli psukecha? It's only in a case where I don't have any reason to be concerned. But here he already had some concern. Therefore, that's not considered l'snachshu l'sa'inenu. However, the Smag has a different approach. The Smag says that psoikli psukecha is permitted. It's not considered a violation of an actual Nainanu. The Ramah, however, says that even though it's halachically permissible, the Torah HaKadosh says, Tamim tiyeh m'shem l'kecha. We have an obligation to go with tamimis. And since we have an obligation to live our lives with tamimis, even if one halachically, what he's doing is not wrong, he shouldn't do this because it's not Tam Tiyah Lev Shem Alekecha. However, I did see that the Ran suggests that Psoikli Psukecha is a form of nevuah. And therefore, even though Bizman Hazeh, unfortunately, we don't have nevuah, but Psykli Psukecha is considered a form of nevuah. And since it's considered a form of nevuah, that is what's left over in the world that we live. In the world that we live, we don't have nevuah, so since we don't have nevuah, we can rely on Psykli Psukecha. And in fact, there's a big discussion amongst the Paiskim about relying on different type of gairolos that people did with psukim. Some look at that very negatively, but on the other hand, it's well known that the Gra had a way of doing a gairol, and through the gairol, it was acceptable. People would know what to do. There are others that look upon this type of an approach not so positively. It seems that the Chidah takes a more negative approach to this. Different approaches. Is this considered a form of nevuah that may be used bizman hazeh? Says the Gemara. Since our Mishnah spoke about the kardiyikus, and as we learned in our previous year, the kardiyikus is a type of a disease that comes from drinking fresh wine, which causes a person to be affected by shadim. So that's why our Gemara now goes to discuss something about shadim. The pasuk says in Kehelas that Shlomo HaMelech says, "Asisili sarim v'saris v'sanugas b'nei adam." I had all sorts of ministers, shida v'shadis, and he had shadim. Says the Gemara, "What does sarim v'saris mean?" Elam mine zemer. He had different types of musical instruments. V'sanugas b'nei adam elam breks v'chatzos. He had pools and bathhouses. Shade of a shadis, hochatar gemir shada, is a male shade. Vishidasin is a female shade. Vamaravi amar shitsa, it's a type of a wagon. Some say it was a motorized wagon. And this is a proof that Shlomo HaMelech already had some sort of a motorized vehicle, some type of a car. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosh min shadim, there are 300 different shadim, this shichin, in a place called shichin, and shade atzmai, and he says, the place, any day mahi, I don't know, he says, much about shadim, I don't know what a shade looks like. So when Shlomo HaMelech built the base of Migdash, he used these huge stones that he took out from the ground, but he had to carve them and cut them to size. Normally, that would be done with a metal tool, but it was prohibited to use metal tools in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So there was a worm called the Shamir. The Shamir is a worm that has the ability to cut through any material. So says the Gemara. So the Gemara begins the story of the Shamir. Amar Hokatagima in Bavel they explain shade of a shadis, shades of a shitsin, male and female shadim. And the question that was asked, shade of a shitsin, lemai ba'iloi. What was the purpose of Shlomo HaMelech needing the shadim, that's why he used it? And as the Ramban says, very much in connection to what we learned a little earlier, that the Torah HaKadosh says, that we have to follow whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And since we have to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to us, taking these supernatural beings, the Shadim, certainly would be considered, says the Ramban, a violation. And that's why the Gemara's question is, why did Shlomo HaMelech have that? Another pshat that I saw is that the Shadim were created at the end of Bria's Olam by the Bein HaShemashes. And so it's not really part of our world. And since it's not really part of our world, they were created in a time where it's not part of everyday work. So that's why the question is, both the Shaden were created at that time and the Shamir was created at that time. And the question is, why did Shlomo Melech use them? So says the Gemara, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, when Shlomo Melech is building the base of Migdash, the Bais Bibinasa Evan Shlomo Masa Nivna. It was built with whole stones. Amul Rabbonin. So Shlomo Melech asked Rabbonin, Hechi Evid, I need to be able to carve out these huge stones, but I'm not allowed to use metal tools. What should I do? Amle Ikashmira. There is the Shamir worm. Daisa Moshe Lavne Eifid. The Moshe Rabbeinu used when he carved out the stones that are on the Eifid when he built the Mishkan. That's the best way to carve out the stone. So Shlomo Melech asked the Chachamim, "Hekach ishtakach, where can I find it?" Amle Eisa Sheitz and Veshitza. It said, "Bring a male and female sheit together. Kavshinu hadodi, tie them together. Ash efsh the yodim aglach. Maybe they could tell you where they exist." So it says the Gemara, "Eisa Sheitz Veshitza." Shlomo Melech brought the male and female sheit, kavshinu hadodi, and put them together that he should be able to tell them. So I saw that the Mepharshim asked, why do you have to have a male and a female? Couldn't have he asked one? So the Gerash Yerachim answers, if he would have only had the male version, he would have said that the female version knows the answer. And if he would have had the female version, she would have said that the male version has it. So only because he brought both of them together, they could not have used that. And Tysus asked the question, why did he have to use this method? Why didn't Shlomo Melech ask the Urim V'Tumim? So Tysus says that Shlomo Melech was reluctant to use the Urim V'Tumim only when there was no other option. If the Chachamim had another option, that's what he would have preferred. Another answer that the Gerash Yerachim answers is that the Urim V'Tumim are only able to answer yes or no questions. Shlomo Melech didn't have a yes or no question. He had a question, where are the Shamir? And therefore the Urim V'Tumim cannot be the way to get the answer to the question. So says the Gemara, Amrei Anan Yadinim. They said, we don't know. Dim Ashmedoi Malka the Shei Diyadi. Ashmedoi, who is the king of all of all the Shadim, he may know. Amalei, so Shlomo Melech asked them, Hechi Isi, where exactly could I find Ashmedoi? Amalei, so they told him, he's in a certain mountain, Kari Lebira, and he digs himself a pit in that mountain, Mayu Lemayu, which he fills up with water, Mechasya Batinra, Mechasim Bekunchi, and then afterwards he covers it up with a stone, and he seals it. He goes up to Shemayim and learns in the Masifta, in the Yeshiva in Shemayim. Then he comes down to earth and he learns in the Yeshiva in this world. Then he comes back to inspect the seal. When he sees it's not tampered with, he opens up, takes off the stone and he drinks. And then he repeats and he goes there. So the Mashah explains that the Shadim have to eat like human beings. And he's concerned about any poison in the food, because even though as the Mashah explains, the Shadim are really a combination of humans and Malachim. And since the Shadim are a combination of humans and Malachim, they need to eat and drink like human beings, but they also have superpowers that human beings don't have. And that's why the Maral explains that they learn both in the Yeshiva Shamala and the Yeshiva Shamata, because they need to learn, like, since they're partially Malachim and they're partially human beings, they need to learn the Torah of the Malachim in the Yeshiva Shamala, and they have to learn the Torah of human beings in the Yeshiva Shamata. Shadrei, so says the Gemara, once Shlomo Melech knew where Ashmedoi lives, Shadrei Binyah ben Yoda was one of Shlomo Melech's most important advisors. He sent Binyah Yoda, Yavle, and he gave to Binyan Biyada the following items. Sheshilta dechakek leishem, a chain that had on it Hashem's name engraved. Vaskaska dechakek leishem, a ring that had Hashem's name engraved on it. Ugvava de amra, balls of wool. Vazika de chamra, and flasks full of wine. Ozel karabir metatoi. So Binyan Biyada dug a pit below the pit of Ashmedoi, the Shefinu Lamaya, and he drained out the water, the Stin Begivda Amra, then he closed up that hole with the balls of wool that he had, the Karibar Malay, and then he made another pit, and he poured in Shefchinu Lachamra, he poured the wine there, the Taminu, and then after he covered up these new pit. Solo Yosef Bilona, and now Binyana. And now Binyamin Yada goes and sits by a tree to see what's going to happen. Ki asa, when Ashmedai comes there, so the seal was not tampered with the way Binyamin Yada had worked there. Sire Lagushpunka, he checks out his seal, Galya, and he sees that the seal is intact. So now he opens up the pit, Galya Ashke Chechamra, and he sees it's full of wine. And he knew, Ksiv, that the Pasuk says in Mishlei, let's hayayin haim ha-shech v'koshagaba v'yachkam, that I shouldn't drink, because anybody who drinks acts inappropriately. V'ksiv znus v'yayin tirish yikach leif lo yeshti. So he didn't drink. But what happened was, kisoche, but he got very thirsty, lo yeshti, he couldn't hold back, lo sagila, he couldn't hold himself back, ishti, he drank from the wine. Rava, he got intoxicated. Vagana, and he went to sleep. Nachas Asa, now Binyan Yada comes off the tree. Shadabe Shashote, he takes the chain. And Sasme, he ties up Ashmedai. Kiasar, so as Ashmedai wakes up, have a kamafarzel. He tried to get out of the chain. Amalai, and Binyan Yada says to him, Shmada Marachlach, Shmada Marachlach, the Shem Hashem he is on this chain, and you can't do anything. Kinata Leva Asi, when Binyan Ben Yada took him to Shlomo, Mata Dekla, he picked up a stick, Chafbei Shadjei. He went to a place where there was a tree, and he put his body against that place, and the tree fell down. Mata Lebesi, he came to his home, Shadjei, and he rubbed himself against that home, and the helm fell down. Mata Gabi Kubeda Armata, he came to the small hut that belonged to Almana. Nafka, the Almana came out, and begged him, don't touch my house, because I can't afford to have another house, and therefore, please don't touch my house, because it will cause that my house will fall down. Kafla comes to Minei, so he twisted himself away not to touch the house. Iskabe Garma, but when he twisted himself, he broke a bone. Amahadik Siv, Baruch Apayim Yifat HaKotzim Losher Raka, because somebody speaks to you nicely, to shover Garim, it causes to break a bone. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained, he said, because I did not behave the way I normally behave. The way I normally behave is I'm not nice to people. Here I was nice, and look, he said about himself, look what happened when I was nice to somebody. He saw a blind person that was wandering in the street. He showed him the right way. He saw a drunk person that was not going the right way. He took him on the right path. He saw a chassan and a kala rejoicing. Bacha, and he cried. He heard a person telling a shoemaker, make me please a pair of shoes that can last 7 years. Achik, he started to laugh. He saw a magician that was doing magic. Achik, and he also started to laugh. Kimata Lahasam, when Ashmedai arrived by Shlomo HaMelech, La'ayl kabei shloimat klos yomi. They did not let him enter Shlomo Mel's palace for 3 days. Yom kama amalahu. The first day, Ashmedai said to them, Amai loy kabei li malkal gabei. Why does the king not invite me in? Amalei ansim mishtaya. He drank wine, and therefore he's not able to meet you. He's not clear. His mind is not clear. Shaka levinta oisva chaverta. He took one brick and put it on top of another brick. Also amalei l'shleima. So they came and told Shlomo Melech, this is what happened. Amalei Shlomo, amalei chacham lahu. Shlomo said, this is what Shlomo Melech said to his people. What he meant to say is, hadash gemua, give him to drink. What he wanted to do was cause Shlomo Melech to make a mistake. And he saw that Shlomo Melech, when he drinks, is intoxicated. He said, let him drink more. Macher, on the second day, Amalahu, so now Ashmedai asked him again, Amai loy kabay li malkal gabay, why is the king not inviting me in yet? Amalei, anse michla, he ate too much food, and therefore he again is not able to see you. Shokal vinta mechaverta oisava ara. He took one brick off the other brick and put it on the ground. And again, also Amalei, Shlomo Melech's servants tell him exactly what happened. This is what he meant to tell him. Negida menei machlei, take away from him food. Don't give him any more food. Because as long as he's eating, he's not going to be able to see me. After 3 days, they brought Ashmedai into Shlomo Melech. Shokl kanyo moshach arba gamei. Ashmedai took a stick, measured 4 amos, the shod the kamei, and threw that stick there. Amalei, michti kamais haugavra. When a person leaves the world, less than by dan alma, all he's left with is alba gamidi, the 4 amos in which he's buried. Hashta kavushe lekola alma. Now, you conquer the entire world. V'loi savat, and you weren't satisfied. Ad the kavash nami l'di, you couldn't be satisfied. You had to also catch me. Amalei, so Shlomo said to him, I don't want you. What I need, being in the Ibna the Beis HaMikdash, I need to build the Beis HaMikdash, and as we mentioned earlier, the Kamebai Leshmira, and I need the Shama worm. Amalei, Ledidei Leimasalei, I don't know where it is, Leshara the Yama Masalei. Only the minister, the Malach, who's in charge of the ocean, knows. Leyavle, and he doesn't give it to anybody. Doesn't tell anybody where to find the Shamir. Ela Tanagol Bar the Mahamalay Shmusei. Only to this chicken that is trustworthy, that it won't reveal, it won't violate the oath it takes not to tell where it is. My Avid Bey, what does the Tanagol do with this worm? Mamtele Latur de Lesbe Yishev. He brings him to a mountain where there aren't people inhabiting the mountain. Umanachle Ashina de Tura. If he puts him on the top of the mountain, Paketura, it will cause the mountain to fall apart. Maket Maisi Bizonim Be'elei, and then he brings trees there, the Shadi Hassam, and puts it down there. Vavi Yishev, and it becomes a place where people live. Vahadatam Galinan, when it speaks about Duchafis, Nagator, it's the one that breaks the mountains, because that's what this chicken does. Batku. So they went to find where you could find this chicken. Batku kinetanaga brother islebani. Look for a nest of chicken that has sons. The chfula kinezagusa kaverte. And put on top of the nest a plate of glass. Kiyasa, when this mother came, by the male, it wanted to enter the nest. Vlemotzi, but it wasn't able to enter because of the glass plate. Ozel Isa Shamira, so he knew how could I break this glass plate. He brought the Shamir, Vesivalei, and put it on the glass plate, and it broke, and it was able to crack the plate, and he should enter the nest. Ramabai Kaila, so at that point, Shlomo Melech's messenger raised his voice. Shadyei threw the chicken away, and Shaklei, and took the Shamir. Ozel Chonik Nafshe Shavosei, and then this Tanagoyl killed himself, because he's so careful always to keep his word and keep the location of the Shamir hidden, and now he failed, and that's why he got so upset. So Amalei, so now Binyo begins a conversation with Ashmedoi. He says, "My time kechazis alahu Samuel, why when you saw this blind person to have a katoy baruchi that was wandering in the road, a sick day lurchi, did you put him right on the right place?" Amalei, so the Ashmedoi answered, "Makros lebrakia, they announced in Shemayim regarding this individual that tzadikamahu, that he's a tzadikamer, or manda avalei nichanafshin, somebody who does something nice for him, zoch la'almad asu will have olam haba." Or my tama, so Daben Yomo asks Ashmedoi, "My tam kichazita lahu ravya the katoy ba'archa, why when you saw that person who's drunk, wandering on the road, a fikte lurche, do you make him walk in the right way?" Amle makhla zebra kia, they announced about him, the Rosha Gomahu. So I want them to have it easy in this world. As we know, often the Gemara says, they make that the Rishayim should have it easy in this world, so that in the next world, they will have only punishment. Says the Gemara, "My son, Tamaki Chazis Lahu Chevsubachis, why when you saw people rejoicing by the wedding, did you cry?" Amalei, "By Mamas Gavra B'goy Tlasa Yama, this chosin is going to die in 30 days. Or by mental yavim katan talaisa shnin, and the kala, the chosin will have died without children. His kala will have to have yibum, but the yibum will not take place for 13 years until the yavim becomes a gadol. The brother becomes a gadol and he could do yibum on chalitza." So here we find a very interesting discussion, where the chassan, obviously unbeknownst to the kala, was obviously very sick, and he is going to die very shortly, right after the wedding. And the question that I saw that the Chashuk Yechema discusses, what happens if there's a chassan and kala that get married, and the kala, unbeknownst to her, was very, very sick, but they only discover that after they're married. Can the chassan say, it's a mekach tos? Had I known my kala was so sick, I would have never have married her. Or do we say that since she didn't do anything wrong, it wasn't like she tried to fool him, she really didn't know herself that she was unfortunately sick, it's not a mekach tos. So he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezra Simulam Mates Sefhei, that says, "Hamakadosh Ish Estam, if somebody marries a woman, v'nimtzalah echem and amumen apsulim b'noshim, and he finds that she has one of the issues that would make a problem with a woman, hareza mekudeshes." So, sofik mekudeshes. It's a sofik. So, the question is that this, however, he says, may be considered a mum gadol. Just like the halacha is, if a man marries a woman and he discovers that Rahman al-Slan, the woman is an islandess, is that Kedusha is a Kedusha Sofik, because we say that certainly nobody would have ever agreed to marry a woman who's an islandess. Here too, if he knew that his kala was so sick, he would have never agreed to marry her. But the Shaul HaTshuvos, Maimer Martcha, uses our Gemara as a proof that that is actually not the halacha, that even if it turns out that the kala is very sick, the kedushin is a valid kedushin. And the raya he uses is our Gemara, because our Gemara speaks about the case where the chassan and kala got married, and the chassan, as the Ashmedoi said, was not going to make it even 30 days. And it was a terrible tragedy because the chassan died, and obviously he died without children. And the kala, not only did she lose her husband, had to wait all the years until the yavim katan becomes of age to do yivim mechalitza. So, but if the chassan was so sick at that time, So it was obviously a Kedusha Tos. If it was obviously a Kedusha Tos, why is there any issue? If we're saying now that if somebody was so sick and the Chasam and the Kala weren't aware of how sick the person is, it's a Kedusha Tos. So why is this not considered a situation of a Kedusha Tos? So we see from here that, says the Ma'amar Marcha, that it's not, that even though that was the case, it would not be considered Kedusha Tos. Says the Gemara further, Binyo as Ashmedoi, my Tama, Kishimat al Hugavr, the Amalish Bizi. Why, when you heard that person tell the shoemaker, Ovli Masana Lashev Shnin, make me shoes that will last for 7 years, Achikas? Amalai, so Ashmedoi responded, Hahu Sheva Yamalasli, this person is not, doesn't have, this person doesn't have 7 days, doesn't have 7 days to survive. Zani l'shev shnim doi, and he needs shoes for 7 years. So the Sefer Chassidim says there's a very famous minig that you never wear the shoes of a person that passed away. And the Sefer Makar Chesed tries to understand why. What is the source for that minig that you don't wear the shoes of a person who passed away? And he says that the Makar is our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, the what did Ashmedoi say? The why does he need shoes that will last 7 years if he's not going to be around even for 7 days? But if you could wear the shoes of a person who deceased, so what's the problem? He can't wear the shoes. Someone else will wear the shoes. So he says the fact that he wasn't, that he didn't, that wasn't a consideration is a proof that you may not wear the shoes of somebody who died. Therefore, making these shoes was a total waste. So then he asked them, then he asked them, why when you saw this magician making magic, and he was sitting on top of a treasure, he was able to try to say fortune-telling and try to do all sorts of things, and he didn't even realize what he was sitting on. In other words, what he was saying is that a person thinks he knows and thinks he could be smart, but really HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows best. Tarchi gabei ad debanyel beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara continues and says the Shlomo Melech had on to Ashmedoi until the beis HaMikdash was built. Yom Echad have a koil l'chadei. One day, Shlomo Melech and Ashmedoi were alone. Amalei, so Shlomo asked Ashmedoi, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Kel Mitzim Mitzrayim, Kisaifis Reim Lo, Yorchel Gayim Tsorov, that's the same Yagar Vichitz of Yamak. Vamiran, and Chazal explained the Pasuk Kisaifis Elam Malach Esharis, Reim Elo Ashedim, says the Mamai Ruvusim Menan. Why? What makes you greater than you are, than human beings? You also eat and drink like we do. Amalei, Shkol Shetelpin Renoi, so he says, take off the chain from me, Vahavli Eskoska, and give me the ring on which the Shem Hashem is engraved, Vachle Vesayu, and I'll show you what makes us greater than human beings. Shaklis Shishotim Inei, he took off the chain, Yavle Eskista, and he gave him the ring. Bale and Ashmedoi swallowed up Shlomo Melech, Oisvel Chad Gapi Berkiva, he put one part in the sky, Lechad Gapi Be'arai, and one part on the earth, Paske Arba Meir Parsei, and he made him fly 400 parsa. And the Ben Yoyod explains that he wanted to take him out of Eretz Yisrael, and that Eretz Yisrael takes off 400 parsa, and he wanted to get Shlomo Melech out of Eretz Yisrael. Al-Hishata, regarding that moment, Omer Shlomo, Shlomo Melech says, "My Yisrael Adam Chol Amoloi Shiyam Otachs HaShemus. V'zeh Yechelke Mechai Amoloi. My V'zeh, Rav Shmuel HaMechad HaMemakloi." One says that all he had left was a stick. All that he was left with, all that he was left with was his garment. And I saw the Mefarshim explain that the makel represents Mashiach. He only had left that Mashiach will come out from him. And gondoy means his garments. What are his garments? That all that a person is left with is the garments of what we sewed, the maisim toivim that we did in life. Nothing else is left. Hay machsel psoichem. And Shlomo Melech now was left destitute, going from door to door. And Kol Hech Demata, wherever he went, he said about himself that I was Shlomo Melech. Nobody accepted himself, but he said that he's saying that he's Shlomo Melech. Kimata Gab Sanhedrin, when Shlomo Melech arrives at the Sanhedrin, Amar Abban Michti Shchaita Bechadim Milsalai Sarach. As much as a person is a fool, he changes what he says. And this person always is making the same speech. I'm Shlomo Melech. My hi, what's going on here? Amle, so the Sanhedrin asked Binyar, Kaboylach Malkal Gabay. Did Shlomo Melech lately invite you? Amle Loi. He did not invite me for a consultation for quite a while. Shochul Malkasa. They called the queens of the king. Kosa Malkal Chagabaychu. Has the king come to have relations with you lately? Shochul in Kosi. They, yes. Shochul Bitku Bakare. So they said, check his legs, because the legs of a shade don't look like the legs of a human being. The legs of a shade look like the legs of a chicken. Sholchle b'mukiyasi. Whenever he comes to have relations with us, he doesn't take off his socks. V'kutavle b'nudasi. And then they said that he also did something very not normal. He wants to have relations with us when we need this. V'kutavnei. And the other thing that he did, which is highly irregular, is tavanami lebashev ime. He wanted to have relations with his mother. Aisel Shlomo, Vavli asked with Shulta the Chokal Hashem. So they brought Shlomo Melech, and they gave him back his chain and the ring. Ka'ayel Chazia, when he comes into the palace, Ashmedoi sees him, Parach, and he ran away. Says the Gemara, Filach Avle Besusu Menai. Shlomo Melech remained in fear of Ashmedoi for the rest of his life. V'anid Ksiv, Hine Metosel Shlomo Shishin Gebarim Savvloi Migebari Yisrael. Kula machuzei cherev, melumdei melchama, ish charba el reichoi, v'pach b'leilis. Shlomo Melech had himself protected all the time out of fear of Ashmedai. Rav and Shmuel, and says the Gemara is a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Charamer once says that Shlomo Melech was a melech v'hedyet, and he never became melech again. V'charamer, melech v'hedyet, v'hedyet. V'melech, he was a melech. And then there were all these years that were described in Gemara where he wasn't, and then he became a melech again. And I saw that the Ben Yoyada explains that there really is no machloikis. Shlomo Melech was never the same that he was. So one of them says, although he was never the same, he did become a melech again. And the other one says that since he didn't come back the way he was, that's why he can't be considered a melech again. Ramea Shapiro comes to tell us that this Gemara is a tremendous nechama for us. That even though Shlomo Melech was the great king, and then he was a hedyet, look where he ended up, going from door to door. And then, Baruch Hashem, he became melech again. So too, Klal Yisrael, at what point we had the tremendous glory of the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, and we are in pain, and we are lamenting the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, but Melech, we, Klal Yisrael, believe that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, b'mehera b'yameinu.